to a shaila that they get to meet this year. Through that, we'll manage to touch a lot of new numbers in the lochas. These are lochas lemaisa. This year, next Shabbos, I have to be in Cleveland for the yeshiva. As I said, chikala was not enough. So when they arranged it, so they told me, I said, you know, I have to be back. I said, yeah. Hanukkah is, the first day of Hanukkah is Monday. So we arranged it. Then we realized, after everything was planned, the first day of Hanukkah is Monday, so it means Sunday night you light candles. You write that on the calendar, it shows up, Monday is the first day of Hanukkah. But the cloud is that you light before. So if I'm in Shabbos in Cleveland, and with the Shabbos with Mav Malka, etc., 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 and I leave Sunday morning, noon, 1:30 from Newark to Eretz Yisrael, I arrive in Eretz Yisrael Monday morning. This is the flight that Yeshiva Smir was misadar for me. So the Maisa, Bizmana Adloke, I will be in the air. So Shaila, what to do? Because I had to learn the Indian what to do. Because I was told already that all the Talmid Chachamim in Cleveland are waiting to hear what is the psak here? The Smotn Shabbos, Erev Shabbos Chanukah near organization. So I'll try a little bit, and we'll try to go over all different. We'll go together. We get to the Alochas Lemaisa, we'll get to Evi Bocher when he goes away for Shabbos, and the dorm where you light. Everything really comes from the same place. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Chof Gimel, Omar Rav Zeir, Mireish Kehavine Beirav, when I went to Yeshiva to learn, Mishtatafne Beprute Be'ade Ushpeze. In that days, before Chai Valojiner was Meyase, the Yeshiva dorms were not available for Bochrim, people stayed by people's houses. So I was mishtatef ba'ad ushpeze. I was mishtatef in the host. I gave a priti. As the poskim says, enough to give one pruta. Bosar de nasivne, after I got married. Bosar de nasivne, isese, after I married a wife. Amino hashto vaday lo tzarichne. Now I don't need to light. Dekomadlekine alai begul beisi. Someone is lighting for me in my house. Yep, see the second why before he couldn't rely on his father. Why? He didn't have a father. It doesn't say Reb Zeir was a Yosef. His father lived for him. He wanted to be Mehadrin. And now he is Mehadrin. Now he's also not Mehadrin. He had a lot of shittas. So first from that Gemara we learn the first halacha that is called Achsenoi. That if you stay by someone else, Me'ikar Adin, you don't have to light. You could chip it. Lemaise, the poskim say that in our days, Lekatchila, we don't rely on this psak that is called Achsenoi. We try to light ourselves for two reasons. One reason is Mipnei Achshad. While in our days, the meaning is that everyone lights in the house and it's not only one candle for the whole family. People did not know the halachas of Achsenoi properly, and they see that you're not lighting Hanukkah candles. Another reason, Shom Shittas hold that Achsenoi is not Yoytze de Mehadrin, Shekolechon Madlik Ner Bifnei Atzma. But Me'ikar Adin, you could be Mishtatef. Just to make it clear, because I see a lot of times people have that mistake. You could join into the Balabais. The Balabais cannot join into you. I will explain. A lot of Bochim told me he went to Shabbos Chanukah as a meaning that Bochim go away. So he went away to his aunt, Almona. No problem, Yichud. And he went to his Almona. You know, she feels not comfortable, she has to light the candles. So she asked him that he will light and she'll be mishtatef. So the Mishnah Berurah doesn't work. If she gives him the oil and everything, so he could light b'shlichus for her. But if he's lighting his menorah, and it's his menorah, she tells him, I'm mishtatef with you, he's not moitzir. Because you could be achsanoi with the balabais. The balabais cannot mishtatef with the guest. Two bochrim is a suffix of the Mishnah Berurah. The Moshul, some bochrim have a minute to go to Tzfas for Shabbos Chanukah. So let me say, 50 bochrim go to Adira and Shabbos Chanukah. And they say, you know, okay, we're not mehabrim. They anyway didn't buy banat's food, yeah? They're but they're not going, they didn't do mehabrim, they pushed the Rabbanut. So they don't want to light the Chanukah for everyone. They want to do achsanoi. So the one menorah they will light. It doesn't help. Suffix of the Mishnah Berurah. Maybe only you could chip into the balabais. Two achsanoim cannot chip in. Maybe don't have to go to Tzvas, and you're dear. Why is it lazy? Mishtatev with his friend. Who has a suffix if it helps? Only achsanoim helps when you're mishtatev. Now, where the achsanoi lights, that is the etzem, we'll get later, and that seif comes all of these halochas, if you have to eat in the room or not, all of that comes from that halocha, we'll go later, where the achsanoi light, just to make it push it, and the shuchonot state, if you're achsanoi by someone, and you sleep somewhere else, you light in the place that you sleep, not in the place that you eat. The Ramos says, "Bezman hazeh, we light in the place that we eat." So I'll go back to that aloha, where the achsanoi exactly is lighting, and the place that he sleeps, or the place that he eats. To be very negatos, the guys go away for Shabbos, it's fast. But the meals, they're eating in a different dira. Where they light, in the dira that they're eating, or the dira that they're sleeping. You go to Shabbos, Shabbat brachas of your sister, and it's in a hall. Everyone is put up in different apartments, and you're eating in the hall. Where you light, where you eat, where you sleep. Just b'derech agav for the bochrim, I never spoke about it about chove, mamish like in a window in the on a shir, because a lot of boys ask me that. Is a halacha in Hilchos Shabbos? Shabbos and Chanukah are a lot of similar halachas that I learn out from each other. When you eat by someone else on Shabbos, you have to light Shabbos candles. We're switching for a second to Shabbos candles. The halacha is you have to light Shabbos candles or mishtatev. Or mishtatev. So some bochrim, some frum people, when they walk to someone else's meal for Shabbos meal, they try to be mishtatev with the bala seuda, right? Most of us, when we eat out for Shabbos, we're not mishtatev. Right? I think most of us. I think the percent of the machmirim and that, I think, is 2%. Yeah? But I'm makbid to be mishtatev. My days was 12%, now it's dropped to 2%. Why you don't have to be mishtatev? There's a halacha like this. The Mogen Avraham, Zalman explains it, says that the whole halacha that you have to be mishtatef with the balabais is only the halacha that you have to mishtatef with the balabais is only if you're achsanoi. What is achsanoi? You come to his house, you eat your own meals by him. But if you join his table, you did not have to be mishtatef. This is the psagim of Shem Zalman Oyerbach. What the Chofetz Chaim brings down in Hilchos Shabbos, that when you eat by someone in Shabbos, you need to be mishtatef in the Negev Shabbos. It's only if you're eating your own meal. But if you're eating off his table, you did not have to be mishtatef. Klal Yisrael follows that. And this is the reason that even when you learn Mishnah Berurah Hilchos Shabbos, it's mashma. That Shmuley, maybe just shut one of them. Maybe just one of them shut, and the noise will be a little bit less. Send me shakeach. So this is the reason most people are not mishtatef when they eat by someone else's meal. So I'm sure all of you want to ask right away, so why when we go away for Shabbos Chanukah, we have to be mishtatef? Why we have to be mishtatef? I mean, most of us, that we go away for Shabbos Chanukah, again, unless we have Bochim, you go to your uncle, your aunt, for Shabbos Chanukah, you're eating off their table. So lechura, you will not have to be mishtatef at all. Lechura, you will not have to be mishtatef at all. Zokt, the achroinim is different. Shabbos, the iker mechayev is the suda. When I'm eating off his table, I'm the same person. I'm a bnei bais. I'm not a guest. It's the same meal. Masha'enken in Chanukah, it's the house. And this will be Be'ez Hashem, we'll be learning. Now the question is, where is my house? The place that I sleep or the place that I eat? So even if I'm eating off his table, because I'm not sleeping together with him in the same bed, it's not the pshat, I'm a part of his family. I'm a guest. So in the middle, you know, we use the same bathroom also, so what? We wash our hands in the same sink, so what? There's a lot of things we use, I use the same svar. To make me to be one, I need to be mamish, a part of the bnei bais, supported by him, a part of the family. Le'umas dem le'moshul, talmidei Rebbe Eliashiv, bo machmer take, like klal Yisrael ha'machmer in Chanukah, that you have to be mishtatef even if you're eating at his table. They were machmer even in Erev Shabbos to be mishtatef. But like Pashas ha'mishnah brura. But again, we learn like Mishnah Mezal. So later we'll get exactly to the protim of the achsanoi. I want first to go back to my question and through that to get up b'mo yisaitis. The aloch and shulchan aruch is, if a person goes away from his house, his wife lights for him. This is the din of Rav Zeira, that he went to the ushpizoi, his wife lit him for him. Some poiskim hold that it's a little probe, because when your wife, this time I want to get it, you know the aloch is good if you go away. Because when your wife lights for you, when you do the brochas, there's no brochas. Said, maybe I don't need brachas, she was made to me. So this is the ikar halacha. Your wife lights for you, and you're done, you're good. Some poskim hold that the ma'aseh is a halacha that if you didn't make a bracha, you make birkas haroya. But you can make birkas haroya really, because maybe you yoytze with your wife, so you don't need a birkas haroya. So some people are machmir, even when they have a wife in the house, they light themselves. And they light before their wife, and they have a das not to be yotze with their wife. But I'm just saying that you will know the halacha. And maybe even later, a little bit, take some lumbus out of this halacha. Not suffer. You for sure yotze with your wife. The shayla of the brachas, you yotze with your wife. This is all of that is a part of the sfeikas. If they're attacking Birkas Haroya, the guy that has the mitzvah. As it said, that the guy that has the mitzvah, there is no Birkas Haroya. Birkas Haroya was for poor people that cannot do the mitzvah. Chosh, they gave him a chance to make brachas. A guy that is good is good. Back to the aloche without the chumras. You know, we like, without chumras here, mamish, the ikar aloche we like to say here, that you could rely on your wife if you go away and you don't have to make a bracha. I'm going away to Cleveland. I'll come back. I'm leaving noon Sunday, arriving Monday morning. My wife is mine to me. Okay, the roya I don't have. I'm anyway not a roya. So less a problem. It's not like I will see a candle. I'll have a suffix if I have to make a big as a roya or not. Came Rebbe Eliashiv and said, no. Doesn't help. And I'll be a lambda. No, I want you to think before I'm explaining why Rebbe Eliashiv said that in my case my wife cannot be moitzimi. Even as mefur shaloche, Rav Zeira went to yeshiva, and I'm also going for yeshiva reasons. Yeah, that his wife was moitzim. Why Rabbi Yashiv says that in my case it's not good? Why the Minchas Yitzchok says that it's not good? I advise. Zog Rabbi Yashiv, Rab Zeira went to learn 50 miles away from his house. 60 miles, 70 miles, Nardoe, Pompadise, the same time zone. Even Eretz Yisrael and Babel is the same time zone, maybe half an hour difference. I'm in America, in Newark. 12 o'clock in the afternoon, I'll be in Newark already from 10 o'clock in the morning. My wife wants to light Hanukkah candles in Eretz Yisrael. I'm not mechuyev in mitzvah Hanukkah. How she's mitzvah me? How she's mitzvah me? You write in the Zaloche. In the old days, people didn't travel. They didn't know where is America. It was no different time zone. People were in the same area of time zone. Or maybe they didn't know that it's two time zones yet. Because every time when they gathered, I'm stubborn. Couldn't phone to call up to know, you know. That's a different time. But we call Mokim, Zot Rebel Yashiv, that aloha is in the same time zone. So she's mighty me. How she could be mighty me if I'm not Mechoyim Badobo?
Why can't she
wait
till late at night?
Well, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. It's a part of my plan. We'll see. We'll see. I'm coming that I think every hour I want my wife to light it up. We'll get to that. We'll see in a second. I'll explain to you why. We'll get to that. He says like this. Yes, he stop. And here I want you to understand what is the big, big problem. He says, what is the vote? The vote is that there's a chiyuv in my house. So I have to light in my house, so my house was yoytze already. Or, no, the gavre has to light. And I will explain. For sure we learned that mitzvah chanukah is on the gavre, not on the house. But the shayla, what is the gather of the mitzvah? The mitzvah is that the gavre is mechuyev that the house will have a chanukah candle, or I have to light. Puk, I can't light in the street, I have to light in my house. Because, man, I don't have a chiyuv, no one can be made to me. And I will explain. This question, we spoke about it already a couple times in the shir. Legabi is a set of four places to speak about it. One place we spoke about the people in Australia. A month ago, in two, three days, we spoke about it. The people in Australia, we said if you some people that it's a soldier that goes to Chutz Laaretz has to say the same Talumoto and Shmones. Right? We said Rishmakuleinu. He's in Australia. I don't know if you know, in Australia now it's already Friday morning. I didn't know. I had a chasna someone in Australia. I called up for the chasna. They said, you know, normally they told me don't call a chasna at 6 o'clock in the morning. They're already Friday morning. Now, the guy from Eretz Yisrael is Zion Cheshvan in Australia by night. He wants to say the same Talumoto in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is Vav Cheshvan, they don't want grain. You could say the same Talumoto? He's in Australia. Zion Cheshvan, Australia by night, Eretz Yisrael is Vav Cheshvan afternoon. You could say the same Talumoto? We're poor in Israel. We don't have a void. The golem are in the middle of the way back. I don't want to get wet. We don't want the rain to come down. It's a Mishneh Brure that is an Indian to learn Motzei Yom Kippur. Why? Because no one learns then. So the Oila without Torah is very dangerous. So why Yom Kippur afternoon you don't have to learn? Davening is also good. Yeah? So I don't understand. Motzei Yom Kippur, you're right that here in Eretz Yisrael no one is learning. But in America they're davening. And Australia is already you'd alef Yom Kippur in the morning, already everyone is back in Davayim. So why you have to learn Motzei Yom Kippur? Because no one is learning. Lemoshel, I heard once from Masas HaMelech. He asked, when Mashiach will come, Mistama will be video straight from Beis HaMikdash. And in Australia they will sit there, and they will say, Ayoyim Yoymechot Bo'aymer, and they will see on the screen that in Beis HaMikdash they're holding a middle of the Avodah of Yontef. Yeah, if you're allowed to see it on the screen. Again, right? Yeah? What is the answer? So they want the time that Moshe, it says that the first 3 hours of Rosh Hashanah is the time to daven. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Soker Eskulam B'Srika Achas. Right? When? Stam Rosh Hashanah morning, Lama Zogim, 5 minutes into Rosh Hashanah, Hashem goes over everyone together. But I know that the people in America are not in Rosh Hashanah. How it works? How is Soiker is Kulam Besrika Achas? The Americans don't Nishkin in Rosh Hashanah. The middle of the night. What? What did the Amish not cook? What did the Amish not cook? What is the answer? The answer is, we are in time zone. If you're not in time zone, by us it's morning there. When we get out of time zone, everything is in the same time. It's posh, does it? It's very hard to explain it to people that are born in time zone. But if you manage to get out of time zone, it's bichlal not a problem to understand it. You could say, Yom Yom Echad, Dainu, he said, Kilu, it's the same Yom Echad, he shows up here in this time. Motzi Yom Kippur, it's the same Motzi Yom Kippur all over the world. Just, it comes in different places. So Motzi Yom Kippur has no Teirah. Dangerous. But here, Rabbi Yashiv Tainas, he's not mekabel this. The guy is not mechuyav in Chanukah. How his wife is mighty him? How his wife is mighty? And he says the fit that also doesn't help if his wife would light and the candle will stay lighting by night, even when it comes night in America. He wants to say that it will help. So, is a suffolk if my wife could help me or not? Suffolk Aleph. We'll go by it. We'll go by it. Now, I want to clear the second child. My son also could light, only my wife. I will explain to you why I'm asking the child. I had yesterday a big argument with my wife. I told her that, you know, she has to light, she has to get ready, you know, I'll start to teach her the kavanas. She has to light. She said, no problem. I said, but you know, I light downstairs. And I light upstairs. I want you to light downstairs. She said, outside she's not light. She's actually the only lady that's standing outside the street of light. That, you know, she said, at chatzi amal. So I said, I back me to light also down. We celebrate this year. Choshesh to the sheetahs, you have to light down. Choshesh to the sheetahs are upstairs. She's masking upstairs. So, okay, so people thought, the other guy said, I have a son of a mitzvah. He will light downstairs. Well, the shaila is, if my son downstairs could be mitzvah me or not. To explain the shaila, I'm going to the next shaila. The Be'ezet Hashem will be very negiah to you a lot of times in life. Your wife gives birth, Chanukah, she's in the hospital. She cannot light in the hospital. So, the halacha is, like the wife is mighty the husband, Kalvachayma the husband is mighty the wife. Right? It's poshut. Clearing the shpoiskim as ashayim. Speaking of a young couple, the first baby was born, first day of Chanukah. Where the husband goes to sleep by night? Namazan, the baby was born in Manhattan. He finds a place by friends, yeah? He's not going back to Lakewood. He will ask, hello, one of the people that live in Manhattan, to stay by them, yeah? Now, so 1 second. Now he also could be Moitzi's wife or not? Zog de Shalmeteide. No! Rab Zeira said, Madlikim olai begu beisi. My house is lighting for me. Begu beisi. What is the suffolk? The suffolk is, like we said before, why when my wife lights in the house it's good? Because my house has adloka? Or because ishtoi kegufoi? If it's ishtoi kegufoi, my husband now is in a house in Manhattan, he's lighting, she has a candle. She lights, he has a candle. Or no, it's a din that the house has a candle. If it's a house, so Manhattan doesn't help. So, what is the case? She's mechuyev to light in the hospital. People don't know that. People don't have it. He's not home. He can't be Moitzir. Now, the person cleared the same shaila in my case. When I go to Cleveland, my wife decides she doesn't want to stay home, she'll go back to her parents. Doesn't want to be alone in the house. Yeah. I mean, it's not nagia, but I'm saying you have a young couple, the husband had to go for business for 3 days, it's Hanukkah, she doesn't want to be lonely, so she goes to her parents for 3 days. He doesn't light, my wife is lighting, but she's not lighting in the house, she's lighting by her parents. She could be Moitzim or she cannot be Moitzim. What? Lemozol, that guy is staying by Michael in Manhattan. It's not his house, it's Michael's house. But it's not his house. He's maybe Achsanoy, he's lighting himself. But what she's shaykh is to that house, it's not her house. And it's not, it's his house, it's how it became her house. No one gave it to her. It's not her house. The person that lives there gets a shame house. So why I'm saying, so here everyone wants to rush and say, Ishtoi ke gufo ibal ke ishtoi, right? But these people that will say that it's based on Ishtoi ke gufoi, the baal ke ishtoi, have to know that in my case, they will not let my son to light. You see where it catches? If the vault is the house, so I'll be in my house as a neir, so was all of you pasha that my son was good when I asked it. Now pitam, all of you decide that it's more mistaba than it's ishtoi ke gufoi. Lemaise. It's machlekes Rav Shteyman with Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Rav Shteyman holds that a man is moitzi the wife because ishtoi ke gufoi. But a wife cannot moitzi mitzad ishtoi ke gufoi. Mitzad baal ke gufoi. So why she's moitzi midin bais? So the fear of Shteyman in the case of the kid, it's good. So he has two coolers. The husband could light even if he went to his parents, but the wife could only light when she's in the house. Now he wants to be soimech that the wife is within bais, but there's another aloche, Zog the Chaim Kanievsky, so you made two alochas, where's your mokah for the second aloche? You made up two alochas. A husband ishtoi ke gufoi, and another aloche, the wife, even his love ishtoi ke gufoi, she could be moitzi within bais. And Mel, in my case, my son could have been moitzi me. But Rav Ozner said, no. Alamo, we say ishtoi ke gufoi, but he says a big chiddush that if the boy goes to Manhattan to that house and they tell him, you don't have to lie, you could be achsanoi, be mishtatet bepruta, so that doesn't work now that his wife is yoitze. Again, someone had a baby boy. The wife is in the hospital, he goes to his parents. His parents tell him, listen, it's late, we'll be moitzi, mishtate bepuruta. Then his wife is not yoitze, because he's never lighting. He's yoitze within achsanoi. He can't pull her into the achsanoi. What? Not an achsanoi, as he's on the wasn't. I feel that he's right. I can't explain it. I think it's you know, doesn't schlep like that, yeah? If he's nitzmosh, he becomes tamed. When he does that, he's moitzir. But when he's achsanoi, now. The shaila is be'etzem. We'll make it a little bit more simple. Because I want to explain, these shailas come to a lot of rabbonim, and the ones that didn't learn the sugya be'iyun enough could pass into you and don't understand that everything is not doing it. I'll take Lamashal, a person that doesn't have a wife. A single guy lives in a house and he goes to business. So he has a problem. And he can't light in the place he's in a play. So he wants to ask someone to come into his house to light for him. So if it's ishtoi ke gufoi, it for sure doesn't work. If it's mitzad bedin al habayis, also could be it doesn't work. Could be, has to be someone that is mechuyev in the bais. Stam a shliach doesn't help.
Why do you want to be a shliach?
a regular shliach because you're mitzvah. I'm not mitzvah to light in my house.
If I make Moshiach from my house, it's going to be not going
to work. Again, I will explain. He's asking. When a normal person lives in his house and he steps out for 3 hours to business and he's asking someone to light, for sure it helps. But I'm not living today in my house. This Sunday, I'm living either in Ohio, in Cleveland, or I'm in a plane. But I'm not living now enough that Sunday. I could be yaitzeh with my house. The shaila is, when someone is moitzi, I'm not mechuyev to light in the house. Lo yitzur, I will have a place to light in America, I will light in America. So here's the shaila. If we had a chkira, if it's medin ishtek gufoy, so then my son cannot light, and for sure a shliach cannot light for me, to be moitzi me in the other place, because I'm living now in the other place. And we say another nekuda. Even if it's a din al habayis, yesh leistapek. The pshat is, one of the people that is mekayim, the chiyuv habayis, and I will explain. It's a din nerish vebeisoy. The one that was mekayim in the house was moitzi me. But I'm not there, I can't be yoitzi there. And I will explain why I'm clear. The vow we're holding that Be'etzem, I don't know where to light, but a lot of places can hold that the aloch is my wife could light for me. But we had a chumra from Rabbi Yashiv that she only could be moitzi me if I'm bezman adloke. If I'm not bezman adloke, she cannot be moitzi me. Right? And we had a shot that my son could light outside for me or not. Say that. Lama Zogim, she won't light outside. Lama Zogim, she'll be masking to light outside. Or for the chum of outside, I'll be serving on my son. I have to decide it. Yeah? But now, forget about who will like, she or him. But if you're a b'yashiv, I'm not yaitzeh yet, right? Because when she's lighting in Eretz Yisrael, 4 o'clock, 4:30 Sunday, in America it will be 9:30 in the morning. So I have a yaitzeh. I have a Eitzah. What I will do? The flight leaves Amazon at 1:30. Well, after 3 hours, it becomes night. It's 4:30, and you go throughout the soil, it starts to become black. So 4:30, it becomes night. So 12:30, already, is the time that you can light in Eretz Yisrael. So I will tell them to light 12:30. I can't tell them to light 12:30. It could be it's after this man. Right? So I have eight. They will light 4:30. And 12:30 they will light again. And then they will light for me. What? But I'm a bracha. But I'm a bracha. 4:30 they will light in moitzi me lefi the first shittas. Then 12:30 they will light for me. Vav, we're mesupik, when exactly is the night? They will light 12:30 and 11:30 and 1:30. 3 times they will light. And then I'll be yoitzi lekol hadeiros. But here I have a problem. If they were yoitzi already, who said that their lighting could help me? Here we're going to the chakira. If I could send the shliach to light for me in my house or not? If we said that the guy that is lighting has to be mechuyev, my wife was yoitzer her nechanike 4:30. I missed it. I was not bachiyuv, and then it didn't catch for me. Now when she's lighting 12:30, she already was yoitzer. It's gone. She can't light again. It's not nechanike candle anymore. So now she can't be moitzi me. Oh, but if we'll say no, that I'm lighting in the house, it helps. So she could light for me. I want a little bit to explain where is Megiah to the Sfaradim and the 70 girls this Shaila. The Iker is Megiah to the Sfaradim, but the Mais is Megiah to the 70 girls. Aloch and the Maisa, this is one of the biggest problems what happens in Eretz Yisrael. The Achronim Asakash, Rab Zeir went to Yeshiva, he said, every year I was Mishtatev. I got married, my wife took care of me. What happened before he got married? Why his parents didn't take care of him? And his father was lying. A father can't be mighty a son. He could mighty a son when the son lives in the house. Not when he doesn't live in the house. Or maybe, he says, even if we'll say a father could be mighty a son when he lives a little bit in the house, sometimes he goes out. Sometimes he goes out. But when the son is in yeshiva, the father, a wife could be mighty. Even when the husband went for half a year, they went for a long time to learn Torah. A wife, ishne kigufa. But a father cannot. Lechur, this is what is muchach. So legabe, the poskim that we have printed in Eretz Yisrael are busy with the Israeli yeshivas. Today we'll speak about the shiva for the American yeshivas. The Israelis go for 2 weeks, 3 weeks home to yeshiva, and then they come back. Some come back every Friday, some back home every night. Yeah. The Americans go for the whole zman. Yeah, some bad bochum go back in the middle, but bederech klal, yeah, they go for the whole zman. So lechur, the father cannot be moitzi them. So the Ashkenazi bochum don't have a problem because anyway they lie themselves, right? Every bochum takes care of himself. Sfardim. In their house, the Semach and the Mechaber, that they don't light. Came the Poiskim and said that in our days, the Yeshiva Bochim, even the Sfardim, I'm asking, some Rabbanim Sfardim didn't hold like that, but the latter Rabbanim Sfardim, including Rabbi Yashiv, holds that the Sfardim have to light A, B. Even if the Sfardim would think that they don't have to, about the father is lighting in America 12 o'clock by night. What? It's, by me, it's really after this man. Here is very interesting. It's very kosher regel min hashuk. But by my father, it's not kosher regel min hashuk. So here, maybe it's better. Aber lo yitzu fakelt. A sfali that went to live in America. Why? This brings us, and I want to speak more practical. Seminary girls. Yeah? 50% of Klal Yisrael Aschorim, 50% of the Kavis. All the seminary girls that are in Eretz Yisrael, Lefi the Poiskim, are Mechuyev Me'ikar Adin to light Chanukah candles. You're right that normally girls don't light. But now they're Mechuyev Me'ikar Adin to light. They're Mamish Mechuyev Me'ikar Adin to light. So we'll get to the second to do. So now that the mechuyev to light, where the girls will light? Yeah, the bochrim, bederech klal, most of the time they have the dearest. Seminary girls, it's much more complicated. They're all over the place doing Chanukah. They have ben hazmanim. We learn Chanukah. They have off Chanukah. So the shail is, they go here, they go there, they go to look at the people, where they light. And again, was the second we'll get to that. I want to go back to my case first. Here is a shayla. You allowed to light in an airplane or not? We'll start with a boat. A person is going in a boat. Maybe we'll start to explain this halacha of the boat. It's a big machlokes. Will you light? You have to have a house or not? You can't light in the street. As is of the Taz, you can't light in the street. No. You have to light in your house. Just here, it doesn't have to be a house that is written down in the government that it's your house. Even if you rent a house, or even if you eat in the place, it becomes your house. We'll see later what is considered a house. Mokim achile, mokim sheina. What happens if someone goes on a boat? So Rashi says, the metakin birkas aroye, lemishelo hitlik o yoshev basfina. So the Maram Sham says, Sfino doesn't have a din bais, has to be a mokim that is called bais. If it's not a bais, you don't light. Lemais in Sefer Apal, this is meduyek in Rashi that you light. Loshon alavush, ha'oilech bayar, ha'oilech basfina, tzorich lehadlik shom. Shaila, what he means, yar. It's a big shaila. Chaim Kanievsky. Lemaisa, the Maharsham holds that the Sfinis in the old days was poshut, was like an open boat, or but if it has walls, you have, it's like a house. And if you sleep and you take a boat for a day, you have to light. Shabur says, Bangolo, you have to light. If a plane is flying in the air, it's not called a bais. It's called a bais. If you have it for the night, you rented a place to stay, you mechuyev to light. Nisim Kareli says it has to be a couple days. Now, I will explain the shayla. Why I'm clearing so much? If you mechuyev to light in the plane, so lemaise, it's a kule and a chumre, and I will explain. If I could light in a plane, and I'm a chuyuf to light in a plane, so lemaise, if I would light in the plane, I'm yaitse. I don't need my house. My house could be moitzi me. But if I light in the plane, I'm taking care of. It's a gewaldi gezach. Mitzad sheini. If I'm potur in the plane, so maybe it's wrong that I went and I missed the mitzvah. But lemaise, I'm soymich on the shittas that I'm yoitz in my house, and if not, nothing happened. But if I'm mechuyev in the plane, and my wife cannot be moitzi me, I'm mechuyev to light in the plane. Is that what I'm saying? It's a chumra and a kula. If I could light in the plane, so if I'll be soymich on the shittas, you could light on the plane, I was yoitz in the plane. So then my wife, my kids, I'm yoitz in the plane. So it's very good that I'm chayiv on the plane. Mitzad sheini, if I'm chayiv on the plane, I'm mechuyiv to light in the plane. Pshuvazaman Oyerbach holds, I'm mechuyiv to light in the plane. Especially I'm eating this, mama shmokim suda. Especially if you fly in different places in the plane, different areas that it's mamash, a gan shmokim suda they do there, yeah? To give you your area, your bed, it's all. Some places maybe Taki don't have a shame bias, yeah? That's not Roila. If you have your private corner and even you have sometimes walls on the sides, yeah? It's mamish, mokim sheina, mokim achila. But that guy is more towards the front of the plane. So, lemaisim shumazaman erbach holds, you have to lie in the plane. Now, the problem is that today, especially after September 11th, they don't let you. So, there's two chances. There's one child you light, and right away they will shut it. Yeah? Shalat yimuchuyu to my son nefesh. But they say also that lemaise, first mokim bismana sakona yupotu, and also they could shut you, not only the Hanukkah, yeah? So, it's dangerous to do that. Zogim shemazam and oyabach, take flashlights. Flashlights, not the fluorescent, not LEDs. The old flashlights that have like a wire that burns. Rav Shmuel Zalman holds that it has a dim fire. Now Rav Shmuel Zalman says that we makpid not to hold the candle, that the candle has to be munach. So not to light it and then stuck it in the seat in front of you, to stuck it and then to press the button. But Shem Zalman says the Moshel, you can use the light that they have on top, because that is not nickel. Even if it has a light, any place has a light that you can use for Hanukkah candle. It's not nickel. Not nickel as the Hanukkah. People use it anyways. It has to be that it's nickel. He says even a flashlight is mesupik if it's nickel or not. I think the best thing is I'm trying to get hold of like a small, someone can help me, like a small Chabad candle. That mamish is nickel. Like a flashlight. I'm sure you could buy it in, you know, more modern stores. So I'm sure some people light like that in different places in America, yeah? They buy this menorah and you don't have a light. Just, I'm trying to get hold of it. Someone can help me, I would appreciate it. And then you put that on the bench in front of you and you light. Now, you're right, I will not make a bracha. But, again, my kids will light again 12 o'clock. With this together, I think, yesh lo hokel, to travel b'shas adchak, we'll call it. Now, they said that, Rabbi Yashiv said that, Rabbi Shem Zalman said that it's kedai to tell, if you can find that, to tell the, and it's a flashlight, to tell the people around you that you're doing it l'shem Chanukah. That'll be a Pesach Heker. And he brings down that maybe it's kedai, if you want to be machmir, that to ask everyone to give you like a shekel or a dollar, and they'll be mishtatef with you, chosh to be moitzi them also. Mezakeh them. Are they also mechuyev? So the they declare if it's enough that they have to mishtatef in the batteries, you know, mishtatef, you have to make a part of the oil, or you also have to mishtatef in the bowl. Normally, mishtabur says normally mishtatef in the shemen, the apsilis. Shaila is what part you have to mechave to give them a shutfus in the ganze zach. I said, if anyway, you know, I'll get a chabad one, then for sure it's kedai target the mezake everyone anyway. Mikol Mekoyim, we'll go back to the Ikara Alochim. Now, the Alochim is a Zmokim Achile and a Zmokim Shane. Now, I want to explain, because a lot of girls come to the houses, Sashem, Alochim is going to get you later in your life. All the seminary girls in America have the Zahar Yeroe. They come to different people's house for Shasat Lokas Neris, and the parents told them to be Mishtatev. They have it every year. They want to see Adloka. So they call, we can come today for the Adloka. They come, they give you a dollar, they want the Bezeichet to be Mishtatev. What is it? The Tazim Mogen Avram say, even if Mokim Achille, that we get into a second, where Bokhar has the light, Mokem Achila, Mokem Sheina, says the Taz, Mokem Achila for 2-3 hours doesn't count. Lemay said, the Bach state nishta say. In the Bach state, that if you come to a Mokem Achila for a couple hours, you could lie there. You could lie there. I don't know if a restaurant is enough, but for sure when you go to someone's house, it's enough. Avadad Mishtabur says, Deloike Abach. But these girls, again, they have the parents that are lighting for them. Nobody said that if you go away from the house for a long time, maybe the parents are not enough. And maybe the time zone is also a problem. Say that. So they're Yoitza with the parents. And they also Mishtatef and Yoitza with you. I tell them every time, try also that someone will be moitzi you in the dorm. And I think this is what they do all in all in the dorms. They have one person that is moitzi everyone. The owner of the dorm tries to moitzi all the girls with one menorah. And they also, but instead of pshat that it's a meratzes and it's gomish when they come over to their houses. Again, I'm not saying for bochim, but I'm saying for girls, It's not a meratzes where they come over and they say, you know, it's the Bach. The Bach was mashma shechein hoyo aminek. The Taz says, veloikmo atoyim keboi richomi, and they do that. It's a mistake. But it looks like it was a zam minek. It's not a meratzes, that meaning that people told, will come, a father told us to be mishtatef and to be yoitze. The halach is alamor that you don't have to dafka be mishtatef. If the guy is mechaven to be yoitze you, it's also good. They makne to them apart. So the seminary is a makne apart. Now, I want to go to the Gabi, the Shaila of Mokim Achim. The main Shaila is like this. I'm always never a Shaila. You like where you eat, where you sleep, where you live? And the Halochim, the Achsanoi, the Halochi came. Why? The Achsanoi normally ate by one person, you know, in the old days, the way it was, Yeshiva Bochrim. They didn't have where to eat. They ate tags. I don't know if you know what it means. They ate tags, it was called. Every day they ate somewhere else. They ate tags. Remember Alamo, it was a story like in Lita. It was this famous story. This bocher that came, this lady, this poor lady that, you know, she came to the yeshiva. She wants a bocher to come to eat by her. Like a schus. It was an almona with six kids. The bocher says he came to the house, and you know, he knocks on the door, and all the six kids, after, you know, she was begging her, she would send the bocher, and all the kids yelled, the Talmid Chochem came, the Talmid Chochem came, the Talmid Chochem came, all the six little Yesoimim. And you know, the mother gives out the food, everyone gets like mamish, you know, a quarter of a tomato, mamish, and then and every kid gets himself, and then the mother says, who wants to give the Talmid Chochem? And every kid takes off a half of the nothing and he gives to his plate, and this, now the Talmid Chochem will bench us. This was the way Klal Yisrael was brought up. My grandparents, they ate tags, Russia. But they're not sleeping, they slept by another person. And here the Poiskim, during the first time the Poiskim bought the Shaila, where you light? You light in Mokim Ha'achile or Mokim Ha'sheina? And the Ramah is Machria that Mokim Ha'sheina is Ika. Now when you see the Halacha, it's clear that if you cannot light in Mokim Ha'achile, I'm sorry, in Mokim Ha'achile is Ika. If you cannot light in the Mokim Ha'achile, you for sure could light in Mokim Ha'sheina. As with Me'achshad, it's a noise b'fnei atzmoi. Yeah. But if you have Mokim Achille, you have to light Mokim Achille. This is the Mokim. Now, in our days, the Moshe, take the mirror. Especially taking the mirror is an easy place to speak about because the mirror does not provide the dining room to light. So, the Moshe, the mirror, the Maisa, doesn't let you to light in the dining room. So, the Chule, Mi'ikar Adin, you could light in Mokim Sheina. Maybe to make it clearer, I'm trying to speak aloha lemaise. The guy that goes out to eat in restaurants, it's not tzadar he has to light in the restaurants. Moshe is bochim, spoiled bochim, like, you know, babies that they don't eat in yeshiva, they go to eat out in restaurants. Yeah? It was a bederach klal, never become tamid chachomim in the end. Pas b'melach toichal, umayim ha-mesura tishte, im ato oiseken. Yeah, it's all about Yoitzim in a cloud, yeah. But Mikol Mokoyim, why? It's not sad that the restaurant is his house. One time he eats in Shiyan, one time Lechem Beboso. Yeah, every time he goes to my game, he has to the Echsherim now. Yeah? But that is, he's not living in a place. He's not living in a specific place. If it's a Rimon or Tapuach, again, he's right now. Yeah? This is not a place. The guy Mamish has like a kvias, you know. They recognize him and he says it every day. Yeah? But the Iker the Shaila is we'll start dining room. or deer. So be'etzem, if you don't have a mokim achil, zok lebel yashiv, and the chazanish, violets roi to light in mokim achile, to be makpid, to eat two meals, or at least one meal with a snack, in your room, doing Chanukah every day. So if you sleep in Beis Yishaya, it's not such a problem. Because we look in the building like one big building. So then, you could light. Aber, if you sleep in Beis Sholem, or Merkazi, Merkazi also have maybe a diaphragm. But Beis Sholem, Shalmei, Friedman, or Shar Aglilos, yeah? Or Lemoshal, you sleep in a deer, but you're a good bach, you're eating yeshiva every day. As an Indian, doing Chanukah, a meal, two meals, the katchile, a meal and a half, not less than that, to eat and you deer. Simple. Next. And this is very nagea. The last years I don't have the koyach to go to the deeris, I don't have a minute to go to the deeris. Bochim want to know where to light in the deer. So we spoke outside, inside. You light outside is no problem. And the inside. You have kitchen, is mokim achila. And you have bedrooms. The place can bring down a lot of shit is old, the katchila in the house to light in the mokim achila. Like all of us, we do it in the dining room. In the deer, Rav Shlomo Zalman had a tzad. That is different. Why? He had a tzad that people have private rooms and then as a place of achila. A normal house, in your house, is the kitchen, the bedroom, everything is one mix. Some dearest is one mix. Some dearest, you know, you come in, hello, what are you doing in my room? There's types of people like that, yeah? It could be because the rumors are like that, because that guy that comes in, they don't want him. It's two different reasons why this matzav could happen. But it's not the same dira. So if you're lighting in the kitchen, it's not a problem. If you're lighting in your bedroom, mokim achila yikam. So some say, in kol mokim is one house. Shlomo Zalman says, lekatchila, to eat a meal in that room, in your room. Or at least, if you could, doing Chanukah when you come to the room, to the dira, to take the plate to your room for one meal. This I'm calling a chum. What is a hakpada? Lamazogim, the window to the street is only in one room. That normally during the year, the oilam don't join in that room. Yeah, that guy doesn't let the oilam. Says doing Chanukah, if you want to lie there, the parties have to be in his room. I mean, speaking and learning, I don't mean. You know, the latkes, the siyumim, the very low magnet, lamedvov neres, can I get lamedvov masechtes? I don't mean the cards of kahena, yeah? Chas v'shalom. But if not, if Shazaman holds, could be you can't light there bichlal. Your mokim shena is here, mokim achila is here, how you got to that room? What are the shaykhs to that room? There's no shaykhs to that room. Now, we'll go one more step. You go away for Shabbos. You go away for Shabbos. So, you have three options, man. You go to a place, you eat there, sleep there, everything, you do there, everything, so it's not a problem. And then the marshal, if it's one deer, everyone goes together to Shabbos, and for sure, the ikar is mokim ha'achile. You know, the same deer, the ikar is not a problem. But if you go away to Shabbos and you're eating in one place and sleeping in the other place. So me'ikar adin, the mokim that you're eating in. Some people are machmir, and they say like this, the shayla, what is the pshat mokim that you're eating? Sometimes, mokim ma'achile doesn't mean we take a sandwich. It means we hang out. Most of them are going for Shabbos, they eat by someone for an hour, and then from after 7 o'clock till 1 o'clock, they're speaking and learning in the deer that they rented. So, could be this, not, mokim achila means this is the main place where a person is. was a place, you know, you needs. So what is the main needs? The eating or the sleeping? But if the eating is one thing, and the whole holach yelech, so it's kedai to be mishtatef in the other place. Now, emotionally you go to Sheva Brachas, and they put the eating is in a hall, and the sleeping is by someone else. So me'ikar adin you light in the hall. Now, again, some lekatchile try to mishtatef also in the place that he's sleeping. Why? Sometimes that a hall is not called Mokem Achila. Like a restaurant is not called Mokem Achila. Mokem Achila meant that Achsenoi, he's staying by that person to eat. This hall is not it's a public place of a hall. There's a reason Be'etzem, the meal of Hashem, never set the light in the dining room. It's a healthcare place, especially now that it's a bar. When it was seats, maybe it was a shtickle. It's not even a mokum. Yeah? They're giving out food here. Everyone takes a place and sits. It's not all days everyone had a seat. Again, a lot of yeshivas, the moshul and kolteira, they lit in the dining room. And a lot of yeshivas, they consider the dining room mokum ha'achile, because of chashash of fire and different srefas. So mamela, they had a mokum to be soymech to light in mokum ha'achile. But Meikar Adin, again, if you can light in Mokum Ma'achila, they do not let you to light in Mokum Ma'achila, and it's not at the motion. A lot of times you have to know, you go to hotels. You go to a hotel, that's a bochum, family goes to a hotel for Chanukah, so they tell you to light downstairs near the dining room. So you have to know, a lot of times, en brera. But could be, if they light in the dining room, it's okay. Sometimes they do outside the dining room, you know, they don't want the temperature in the dining room to raise up. So they tell you to light outside. So we spoke last time, if there's someone here that blows it out after it, you know, it can't be lighting for half an hour, it's a garnished. Yeah, if you know it's a guy, it gets filled up, he blows, he makes new ones. For the other people, that is a problem. But Lu Yitzuya, they leave it there. So it's a big shaila. To say that it's a bracha levatola, I can't say, because you could say that the whole hotel is your mokum. But it's not a posha, because they give you a place to eat and they give you a place to sleep. You're right that you're allowed to hang around here also. But it's not, you don't have a schus there. To eat lemoshel, don't mention a word they decide, they have to give you time to eat. To sleep, they have to give you time to sleep. This hallway that they're letting you now to be, you could come tomorrow and it's closed. It's unavailable. You have a schus to sleep and to eat. You could go some places. It's not supposed that this is called your achsanoi there. So, there's other achila, other shayna. Again, if they don't let in both places, could be yesh al malis moich to attack it. But I'm saying, in these cases, a lot of times the rabbanim say, light downstairs, without a bracha, run upstairs and light a flashlight. But I'm saying, it's kedai to try to have a chatimza to light in the dining room, and if not, what people do is, they try to take out the meals, or at least the snacks, and eat in the place of the menorah, not even when the menorah is not lighting. Like the Olam say, in the lobby will be the place to light. You know, you come out of Shabbos, it's Toyameo. You take the plate and you sit in the lobby and you eat and you make it that this is the mokum of the achila. We'll stop here. Next week will not be a shir.